With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A new poll asked people if they plan to watch the presidential debate on Thursday.
About 4 in 10 Americans say they'll be watching it live, and more will be watching clips afterward or following commentary around the debate.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says former President Trump will be more energetic than President Biden at the debate today.
Which Joe Biden's going to show up? Look, my summary is this. It doesn't matter if he drinks a whole gallon of energy drinks. He's not going to be able to match the acumen and the readiness of Donald Trump. And that's what we expect.
Also at SRNnews.com, a new poll released on the eve of the first presidential debate said former President Trump has taken the lead over President Biden nationally. It found that Trump leads Biden 49-45% head-to-head. In a race that includes RFK Jr., the poll finds Trump's lead increases to 6 percentage points, beating Biden 43-37%. The Quinnipiac poll also said 73% of voters are likely to watch the debate. IRS still struggling with identity theft.
An independent watchdog within the IRS reports that while taxpayer services have vastly improved, the agency is still too slow to resolve identity theft cases. And national taxpayer advocate Aaron Collins says those delays are unconscionable. Collins said in the report released Wednesday that overall the 2024 filing season went smoothly, though IRS delays in resolving identity theft victim assistance cases are worsening. It took nearly 19 months to resolve self-reported identity theft cases as of January, and Wednesday's report states that now it takes 22 months to resolve these cases. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. The Supreme Court rejects a challenge to a Connecticut law that eliminated a religious vaccination exemption.
In 2021, Connecticut eliminated its longstanding religious exemption from childhood immunization requirements for schools, colleges, and daycare facilities. The group We the Patriots USA filed a lawsuit, which was dismissed by a lower court judge. And now the Supreme Court has rejected that challenge. Justices this week did not comment as they left in place a federal appeals court ruling that upheld the contentious law. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Columbia University is putting 3 administrators on leave while they investigate allegations that they exchanged unprofessional text messages while attending a panel about Jewish life and anti-Semitism on campus. The university said the administrators work for Columbia College, which teaches undergraduates. This is SRN News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange returns to Australia a free man after his U.S. legal battle ends.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange returning home to Australia Wednesday to cheers. After pleading guilty to obtaining and publishing U.S. military secrets in a deal with the Justice Department, his wife says they're grateful he's free.
Julian wanted me to sincerely thank everyone. He wanted to be here. But you have to understand what he's been through. He needs time. He needs to recuperate.
Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says Australia's prime minister was the first to get on the phone with him when they landed. I'm Julie Walker.
FDA recalling some ice cream products over possible listeria contamination. It covers 68 products across 13 brands. More details at srnnews.com.